Welcome back in. As we said earlier, there's activity in Cleveland. It's being reported. Several listeners have texted us, and I guess ESPN is reporting that Brady Quinn has sold his house.
Well, he put it up on market.
Okay, he's not sold it
yet. And it could be completely coincidental, maybe, you know, moving to a new house in Cleveland. But it does beg the question, you know, are the Browns looking to get rid of him? It'd be the best move the Browns can make. You know, Brady could be a quarterback for a team. They're a young quarterback that can learn the ropes and get into another team, get into another situation. So they should trade for him. You know, get some draft picks for that lowly team.
Yeah, they've done it. I mean, Mangini traded Braylon Edwards away without thinking a moment. And the backup for Derek Anderson is a former Jet. I don't know much about a guy named Ratliff, but maybe Mangini likes him. And, you know, Brady had his shot. He started, and the Browns did what they did, and I like the idea of this rumor maybe being more than just a rumor. Like maybe he's on his way out.
Me too, because I think he needs a change of scenery. Well, anybody living in Cleveland would actually need a change of scenery. But I still have high hopes for the guy. You know, I think he could be a good quarterback, and right now he's pretty relatively valuable. They could get maybe some draft picks for him.
Yeah, I mean, for a young quarterback like him to succeed in the NFL, he needs things like an offensive line.
It's coming.
A running game.
Right. Better blocking, better running.
All right, let me throw this out.
A defense that tackles.
Better. My history with you guys in bets and football games, I usually am disastrous. But
yes,
let me
you
ask
are.
You this.
Yeah.
If we bet the Browns-Pittsburgh game, I have a bet instead of money on my end.
Okay.
If the Browns beat Pittsburgh, neither one of you, Mark and Brian, can ever say anything derogatory about Cleveland again.
Can't take that.
Tell you what it'll do. Tell you what it will do.
Yeah, what's that?
Give you weak. I mean, ever. Hey,
that's fair.
Ever is a long time. But for 1 week, if the Browns win. But we got to get something from you, though.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm bargainable. Sure.
All right.
I'm not sure what that would be, but okay.
Now, will you go a week with me if we make this?
Absolutely.
Match? 1 week where we say nothing derogatory about Cleveland. You should add to this, and I'm helping you out here.
Yeah.
Not only the team, but the city.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's a given. But, you know, so you don't mention Cleveland for a week.
Okay.
I might need more than that.
No, that's what you get 1 week. And if you lose to Pittsburgh, then you have to be the one at least twice a day who takes a shot at the Cleveland Browns.
Or the city of Cleveland.
Twice a day?
Twice a day.
Oh, I don't know.
That's
got out of balance.
Oh, that's good.
For a week.
I don't know.
You think about it.
I will.
And we're not.
They got to be heartfelt ribs, too. I mean,
right.
You really got to sell it.
So, and no point. Straight up, you know, Pittsburgh wins or Cleveland wins.
This to me is like the car sale.
Wait a minute. Ho, dude. No points. Because he's going to be favored. I don't want to give him any points.
Oh, I won't be favored.
I mean, we're going to be favored.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
points. I'll take them points.
So we want points?
No, we'll give. I don't want to give him any points.
But okay. All right, then what he said?
Yeah, straight up. I don't care about points. Even
sure?
though Pittsburgh,
are you sure?
Will probably, yeah, absolutely. But this is like buying a car. I've stated I want X amount of dollars. You've come back with, well, no, you went and talked to the GM, and not even close. So we're bargaining here.
All right. Well, you have until Friday at 10.
Okay.
To make your mind up.
All right.
Okay, so no points. We don't have to give any points.
Yeah, that's not a problem for me.
Straight up win.
But in terms of the actual bet, it's still being negotiated.
You're not going to take the points?
No.
God, you people.
Straight up.
No, good. Straight up.
Good.
I don't like that moral victory stuff. A bet's a bet.
All right.
You know?
I'm all for that.
All right. So just in the event, God forbid that it would actually happen,
whatever.
But just in the event, you need to be on the internet looking for some jabs, and there's tons of them.
Well, again, we're bargaining here. I'm not saying that's the bet yet.
Okay, but that's kind of what's on the table for us.
Okay.
All right, good luck with it.
I respect that.
Hope you know what? Going. Like you use the analogy of a car dealership. If you don't take this, we're going to walk and go over to Kelly and talk about Detroit. And do the same thing with Detroit with her. So then we could have a better deal over there, so you better snatch it up quick.
Okay.
Man.
All right.
We'll give you to the end of the show.
The end of the show?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know.
Do you know how the best way to keep the Browns out of your front yard?
Ay, ay, ay.
You put up a goalpost.
I want to meet the person out there that's laughing at that. That hadn't heard it. That hadn't heard that one.
Okay. All right. Here's my counteroffer. If we do the bet, instead of not mentioning Cleveland, anything derogatory for a week, you have to call the city of Cleveland, both of you, on the air, and talk about, kind of get a little travelogue, and you have to say something very noteworthy of praise. sincerely about Cleveland?
There's something about this I kind of like. Because we can have some fun.
Okay, wait. We have to get the travelogue people from Cleveland on the air, and we have to say something positive.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce or whoever you call about Cleveland. Cleveland needs some PR. And you guys sincerely, I'll tell you what, I will take shots at Cleveland. That'll be the bet. I'm okay with that. Unless the Browns win, and you have to sincerely call Cleveland and praise them up and talk to, you know, get some PR for Cleveland, because Cleveland needs it. My God, we've been taking shots for 30-some-odd years.
There's a reason for that, Frank.
Your lake caught fire.
I know. It's a long time ago.
You could be cruel, call a realtor, and say you actually want to purchase a home.
Or a hut, as it were.